Imagine handing a highly ambitious, totally unsupervised intern the corporate credit card.
Oh, that is a terrifying thought right out of the gate.
Right. But imagine it. You point them at a complex problem and you just go out to lunch.
I can already see the disaster unfolding.
Yeah, because an hour later you come back and find out they've booked like six international flights, provisioned three cloud servers, and racked up a $10,000 AWS bill just trying to, quote unquote, optimize your calendar.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is the exact risk we're talking about today.
Exactly. A complete loss of control and explosive hidden costs. And that is what enterprise operators are staring down right now as they try to shift from simple AI chatbots to fully autonomous AI agents. Welcome to OpenCloud Daily by Tom Frazier.
It's a massive shift.
It really is. So if you are an executive, a builder, or an operator trying to cut through the relentless hype of the AI space and figure out how to actually deploy this stuff safely, you are in exactly the right place. Today's mission is to unpack the recent OpenClaw launch notes and their strategic documents.
Because they just outlined a fundamental shift in their entire platform.
Yeah, a really massive shift. We are looking at four deeply interconnected themes in this deep dive today. We've got agent releases, explainability, cost management, and governance.
Right, those are the big four.
And to really frame why this matters to you, I want you to think about it like this. Moving from using a single AI model to deploying autonomous AI agents, it's basically like moving from handing an employee a single calculator to managing an entire automated accounting department.
That's a really good way to put it.
Right, because when it's just the calculator, you just, check the final number on the screen.
Exactly, you just look at the output.
But when you are running an entire automated department that is making its own decisions in the background, you need a fundamentally different level of oversight. You need to know who is talking to whom, why specific decisions were made, and critically, how much the electricity bill is going to be at the end of the month.
Yeah, the paradigm has completely shifted here. I mean, you aren't just querying a static database or asking a chatbot to write a polite email anymore. You're unleashing an active workflow.
An active workflow that does its own thing.
Right. And OpenClaw's latest launch isn't even really focused on making that workflow inherently smarter or more creative.
Which is interesting because that's usually the headline, right?
Yeah.
Smarter AI.
Exactly, but not this time. It is almost entirely focused on making that workflow manageable from an operational standpoint. So, to understand the oversight mechanisms they're building, we really have to start by looking at the raw technical tools they just put directly into developers' hands.
Okay, right. So let's look at the product rollout first. The launch materials detail this highly staged rollout of new agent artifacts.
Yeah, a lot of new pieces moving into place.
We are seeing major updates to developer-facing SDKs, the software development kits, plus a new marketplace-style catalog filled with pre-built agents and templates.
And we can't forget the server-side runtime improvements. Those are huge.
Yes, some serious improvements there. Specifically, they highlight targeting lower cold start times and round-trip latency, which, for anyone not deep in the engineering weeds, a cold start is basically that delay that happens when a piece of cloud infrastructure has to wake up from an idle state to execute a command.
Right, it's like waiting for your car engine to turn over on a freezing morning.
Exactly. And if you want a dozen agents talking to each other instantly, you can't have them constantly waking each other up and waiting around.
You really can, because it becomes a compounding problem. I mean, think about it. If one agent calls a sub-agent and that sub-agent queries a database and every single handshake has, let's say, a 2-second cold start latency.
That adds up incredibly fast.
It does. Your automated task suddenly takes 45 seconds to complete. So by optimizing round-trip latency on the server side, OpenClaw is enabling a rapid delivery cadence of smaller, more frequent interactions.
Making it snappy.
It's very snappy. The ultimate strategy here is to get these composable agent building blocks, think of them like highly specialized Lego bricks, into developers' hands. It signals a major market maturation, honestly.
How so?
Well, we are moving away from model-centric product thinking, where everyone just obsesses over the size of the underlying large language model.
Right, the whole my model has more parameters than yours phase.
Exactly. We're moving out of that and into agent-centric thinking. The focus now is on how you connect small, specialized tools to complete a broader enterprise task.
Look, I get the appeal of composable Lego bricks. I do. But I mean, SDKs and App Store and marketplaces have been around since the first iPhone.
Sure, yeah.
So if I'm an operator or a director of engineering listening to this, I'm probably thinking, great, OpenClaw reinvented the App Store for the 100th time. Like, why should I care about this specific catalog? Is the real story here just the speed of deployment? Or is there something fundamentally different about what these specific AI artifacts actually are?
That is the perfect question to ask, because there is a fundamental difference, and it's the payload.
The payload.
Yeah. It is not just about a repository of pre-written code. Every single release, every single artifact in that OpenClaw marketplace now carries mandatory baked-in metadata.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just the app itself.
Right. In a traditional app store, you download a tool and it just runs. Here, you are downloading a piece of code that is wrapped in an extensive, completely non-negotiable layer of tracking information.
Non-negotiable, meaning you can't turn it off.
Exactly. When an operator deploys one of these marketplace agents, they aren't just getting the capability to, say, parse legal documents. They are getting a standardized instrumentation layer that reports exactly what the agent is doing at all times.
Wow. Which means this isn't just a marketplace at all. It's basically a surveillance apparatus for your own software.
That's a good way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that brings us perfectly to the platform's second theme, which is explainability. According to these launch notes, explainability is no longer just a nice-to-have user interface feature where you, like, click a button to see a quick summary of what happened.
Now it's baked all the way down into the platform's foundation now.
Right. We are talking about new outputs like model cards, rich decision traces, and this new thing they are calling deterministic Y artifacts.
Okay, let's break down how that deterministic Y artifact actually works, because it's a massive technical leap.
Please do, because it sounds a little dense.
It is a bit, but basically, large language models are inherently probabilistic. If you ask them the exact same question twice, they might give you slightly different reasoning based on how the neural network fires.
Right, they kind of guess the next best word.
Exactly. So a deterministic Y artifact changes that dynamic by forcing the platform to snapshot the exact state of the model at the exact millisecond a decision is made.
Wait, it freezes it.
It takes a perfect picture of it. It maps out the precise prompts used, every single subagent call made, and the intermediate states of the data. It creates this fixed, unchangeable map of a highly fluid process.
So it's basically the ultimate math test analogy. It is no longer enough for the AI to just give you the right answer at the bottom of the page. It now has to literally show its work, step by step, explicitly proving how it got there.
Yes, showing its work is exactly what this is.
Which, for internal builders, I can totally see how that's incredibly useful. I mean, when an agent chains together 15 different tasks to process an insurance claim, and then it gets the final payout number wrong, you need those decision traces to figure out exactly which link in the chain hallucinated, right?
You do, but honestly, the external application is where the real enterprise value lies here.
External. Like for auditors.
Exactly. This provides the strict auditability demanded by regulated verticals. We're talking finance, healthcare, legal.
Oh, the sectors that are usually terrified of AI?
Right, because of the compliance risks. If a bank uses an OpenClaw agent to automatically review loan applications, and a regulator comes knocking to ask why a specific applicant was denied, the bank cannot just say, well, we don't know, the AI acts like a black box.
Yeah. That wouldn't fly with a regulator.
Not at all. So OpenClaw is providing these deterministic artifacts so compliance teams have the exact paper trail they need to greenlight AI adoption in these highly regulated spaces.
Okay, but wait. If this agent is constantly pausing to take a snapshot of its state and log a deterministic Y trace for compliance, doesn't that require a massive amount of separate compute?
Oh, absolutely.
Because every time it thinks, every time it logs a trace, an action is being recorded on the cloud. It sounds like solving a legal problem just creates a massive nonlinear billing problem.
You hit the nail on the head regarding the economics. It completely explodes the volume of actions taking place on the server. Every single one of those logged actions, every state snapshot you just mentioned, all of that requires compute power.
Which reveals a pretty massive hidden risk for operators. And that actually leads us right into our third theme today, the cost reality.
It's the elephant in the room.
It really is. Every time that agent shows its work or pings an external API to satisfy a compliance requirement, it costs the company money. But OpenClaw is heavily addressing this, right?
Yeah.
With their new multidimensional cost telemetry.
They are. The platform now offers incredibly granular cost breakdowns. I mean, you can track spend per agent, per invocation, and even down to the per subcall level.
So really getting into the weeds of what every little action costs.
Exactly. If your main agent calls a specialized subagent just to translate a single paragraph of text, that subtransaction is itemized. Furthermore, they are introducing hard caps on spend.
Okay, hard caps. How do those work?
You can set them per deployment, per user group, or even per individual agent lifecycle, so it can't just run forever and bankrupt you.
And they've added these really fascinating optimization knobs, too. There's a feature they call adjustable fidelity.
Oh, I love this feature.
Yeah, let's think about this like a hybrid car that automatically switches from the battery to the gas engine, depending on how steep the hill is.
That's a great analogy.
Right. So if the agent is doing something low risk, like summarizing a routine internal email, the system automatically uses a smaller, cheaper, less complex model, which is the battery in this analogy. But if the agent detects that it's drafting a binding legal contract, it automatically dials up the fidelity, switching over to the heavier, more expensive, high logic model, the gas engine.
Yep. They are using automated model routing to delegate simpler tasks to cheaper models on the fly. And this really highlights an economic reality that operators must internalize immediately.
Which is?
When autonomous agents start chaining multiple models and external APIs together, costs do not scale linearly.
They compound.
Exponentially, sometimes. A user might type one simple prompt into a chat interface, something like, research competitor pricing.
Sounds harmless enough.
Right. But the agent decides to call a search API. That triggers a sub-agent to scrape 10 different websites. That triggers another model to summarize the text of each site, which triggers yet another tool to format the data into a spreadsheet.
Oh, wow. So just cascades.
Exactly. Yeah. Suddenly, one single user prompt has generated 50 billable events in the background. Cost transparency isn't just a nice feature for the IT budget anymore. It is a functional requirement.
Especially if developers are going to monetize their own creations in the OpenClaw marketplace, right? You literally cannot price your custom agent for a customer if you have no idea what it costs to run it on the back end.
Exactly. You'd be flying blind.
Okay, but here's my dilemma with this whole hard cap approach.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an operator and I cap costs too strictly based on these new metrics, like if I put a hard ceiling on how many subcalls an agent can make to save money, don't I risk killing the emergent exploratory behavior that makes these agents so valuable in the first place?
That is the constant tension.
Right, because if the agent is constantly hitting a budget wall, it might not dig deep enough to find that creative, out-of-the-box solution I hired it to find.
You are absolutely right that strict constraints can inhibit emergent behavior. But deciding when to stop an agent or when to throttle its exploration isn't just a budget conversation.
Yeah.
What else is it? It is fundamentally a security conversation. You don't just cap an agent because it's spending an extra 50 cents on compute. You cap it because its exploratory behavior might lead it to venture into an internal system it shouldn't be accessing.
Ah, okay. Which perfectly sets up the fourth pillar of this launch, the governance mechanics.
Yes, the hard-coded rulebook.
Exactly. This is all about hard-coding the rulebook. Governance here is unpacked as both a platform capability and a necessary organizational discipline. And the new features they are rolling out are pretty robust. We are looking at strict role-based access controls, or RBAC.
Right, RBAC is crucial here.
This means you can literally tell the platform, Agent A is only allowed to read the public marketing database, and it is physically blocked from ever touching the secure HR files.
Yep, creating those hard boundaries.
Plus, they are adding immutable audit trails and configurable retention settings for all those logs. But the biggest feature seems to be these active policy engines that can literally block actions in real time.
And the way this policy engine actually works under the hood is critical to understand.
Okay, how does it work?
It functions as a middleware layer. Before the agent's request ever hits the external internet, or before it successfully queries an internal database, the OpenClaw platform intercepts that subcall.
Intercepts it.
Right. It scans the intended action against your company's hard-coded RBAC rulebook. If it spots an unauthorized API ping, say, the agent is trying to send data to an unapproved external server, the policy engine kills the process right there before the action occurs.
So it's like setting up a bowling alley with intelligent, invisible bumpers.
Yes, exactly.
You don't even know they are there while you're rolling the ball smoothly down the lane.
Yeah.
But the second that agent starts drifting toward the gutter-like, hallucinating an attempt to leak customer data to a public server, bam.
Yeah.
The middleware bumper pops up, intercepts the API call, physically blocks the action, and logs the violation.
And notice how everything converges right here.
What do you mean?
This entire governance engine relies entirely on the explainability metadata and the cost signals we just discussed earlier.
Oh, right, because without the trace, you don't know what it's doing.
Exactly. You cannot intercept and block a specific API call if your explainability trace doesn't clearly identify what the probabilistic agent is attempting to do in real time.
That makes perfect sense.
But crucially, for this to actually work in a real enterprise, the governance must be minimally invasive during the build phase. Security teams need absolute certainty that the rules are being followed, but developers need fluid, fast-paced experimentation.
Right, you don't want to slow down the engineers.
Exactly. So the key to operational adoption is surfacing these policy violations during development. You have to let the developer know instantly that their agent hit a bumper rather than catching it in a post-deployment audit 3 months later.
Okay, so in theory, we have this frictionless, invisible bumper system protecting the company. But as an operator reading this, I have to ask, where does this frictionless ideal actually break down when you try to implement it tomorrow morning?
Well, it breaks down the moment you move from technical theory into the pragmatic reality of a legacy enterprise environment.
Of course it does.
Yeah. And the launch materials are actually remarkably candid about these distinct trade-offs. There are three major friction points operators will face.
Okay, let's go through them. What's the first one?
First, you have the trade-off between granularity and performance. We talked about how great those rich snapshot decision traces are for explainability, right?
Right, capturing everything.
But capturing and storing all that granular data massively increases your cloud storage needs. More importantly, executing that snapshot process adds latency to the agent's response time. You want an agent to be incredibly fast, but you also demand that it pauses to record every thought it has. You just cannot always have both optimized perfectly.
Speed versus absolute visibility.
Yeah.
That's a massive operational headache. And the second trade-off mentioned seems even more difficult to navigate. Privacy versus audit trails.
Oh, this one is tough.
Right. To satisfy the internal auditors or external regulators, you want immutable permanent records of everything the agent did, including the exact data it processed. But retaining full decision traces directly conflicts with basic data minimization and privacy principles.
It is the ultimate privacy paradox.
Exactly. To prove to a regulator that you are handling customer data safely, you essentially have to record and store a centralized copy of everything the agent touches. By recording everything, you are accidentally creating a massive new data privacy risk. I mean, it's a giant honeypot of log files containing sensitive information.
Which forces enterprise pilot programs to make hard compromises immediately.
How so?
In the short term, companies will likely restrict their early agent deployments to highly sanitized internal data sets where privacy risks are lower, just to test how the governance engines handle the logs.
That makes sense. Keep it in a sandbox.
Right. Alternatively, engineering teams will have to build aggressive, automated redaction pipelines within the trace logs themselves.
Oh, like scrubbing the data.
Exactly. Literally stripping out personally identifiable information before the deterministic log is ever saved to the server. But that is a massive amount of operational overhead just to get a pilot off the ground safely.
Which leads right into the third and most complex trade-off. Technical primitives versus human processes.
Yeah, this is where it usually stalls.
OpenClaw is providing an incredibly sophisticated technical engine. They are handing operators, the policy engines, the RBAC frameworks, and the adjustable fidelity cost caps. But the platform cannot tell you what your company's policy should actually be.
Nope, that's on you.
Right. If you are a director of engineering trying to implement this tomorrow, the friction isn't just in the code. It's in the conference room, defining exact data retention rules, specifying which agent gets access to which database, and getting cross-team coordination between legal, security, and engineering. That takes months.
It really does. The actual success of these autonomous deployments will inevitably bottleneck at the human organizational level. The technology is now capable of executing the rules, but the organization has to define them first.
So with all this operational friction in mind, let's transition to what you, the listener, should be watching next. We have a concrete checklist for you.
Yes, things to keep an eye on.
In the near term, keep a close eye on marketplace adoption metrics. Are enterprise developers actually utilizing these pre-built agents, or is the metadata overhead too heavy? Also, watch for changes in latency and invocation costs as these richer decision traces become mandatory.
Yeah, if compute bills skyrocket, you will definitely hear about it.
Absolutely. And perhaps most importantly for operators, monitor the frequency of governance rule violations in your own pilots. If those invisible bumpers are popping up constantly during development, it means the underlying models aren't properly aligned with your internal policies.
That's a great metric to track.
Looking ahead to the next product phases, OpenClaw is explicitly signaling moves toward automated cost-aware routing, refining that hybrid car engine we talked about, and introducing native privacy-preserving traces, meaning the platform might eventually handle that automated log redaction for you.
Right. And zooming out for the long-term macroeconomic view, there are three broader trends to monitor.
Okay, what are they?
First, look for the emergence of third-party compliance attestations. Eventually, highly regulated industries won't just trust OpenClaw's own internal dashboard.
They'll want an outside opinion.
Exactly. They will demand an independent auditor who certifies that these specific agent workflows are legally compliant. Second, watch for regulatory bodies to start demanding standardized explainability artifacts across the entire industry.
So OpenClaw standard might become the legal standard.
It very well could. The deterministic traces OpenClaw is pioneering might become a legal requirement for everyone. And finally, watch how competitors react to this launch.
That'll be fascinating to see.
It will. The AI platform market is going to split. You will see vendors offering totally open, highly customizable, but risky ecosystems on one side, and vendors like OpenClaw offering locked down, turnkey compliance, and heavy governance right out of the box on the other.
Okay, so with all of these metrics, trends, and massive organizational hurdles flying around, give us the canary in the coal mine. What is the single biggest indicator, the one operational metric that proves an enterprise team has successfully navigated this friction and is actually ready to deploy these OpenClaw agents in a production environment?
The canary in the coal mine is not a performance metric like speed or cost.
No.
No, it is a resolution metric. The true indicator of operational readiness is how fast an organization can resolve a governance intervention.
Okay, walk me through that.
If the middleware policy engine blocks an agent's action on a Tuesday because it flagged a potential data leak, how long does it take the security team, the legal team, and the core developers to review that deterministic trace log, determine if it was a false positive, and update the RBAC policy? If that process requires 3 weeks of cross-departmental meetings, the organization is not ready for autonomous agents. But if they can instrument the workflow, trigger an alert, review the metadata, and resolve the policy conflict in a single afternoon, they are operationally ready to scale.
That is incredibly clarifying. Let's wrap this up. The core value proposition we are seeing from this launch is undeniable. By baking rigorous explainability, highly granular cost visibility, and active middleware governance directly into the platform's foundation, OpenClaw is making a massive play to make AI agents predictable and economically manageable.
They are laying the groundwork.
They really are. They aren't just releasing flashy new capabilities. They're doing the hard, mandatory groundwork required to make true enterprise adoption a reality.
They're building the infrastructure of trust. Because without absolute, verifiable trust in both the economics and the security guardrails, this technology simply will not be allowed to scale in the environments where it could be most valuable.
Which leaves us with one final, somewhat provocative thought for you to mull over as you look at your own organization's AI roadmap. As platforms like OpenClaw successfully automate the complex routing, the granular cost controls, and the real-time governance of AI agents, the ultimate bottleneck for AI adoption is no longer the capability of the technology itself.
Not anymore, no.
Right. The biggest barrier moving forward will simply be the speed at which a human organization can sit around a table, navigate its own bureaucracy, and actually agree on its own rules.
It always comes back to the humans in the loop.
Always.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the changing landscape of AI agents. Take a look at your own resolution metrics, keep building, and we'll be right back here tomorrow for another briefing on OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier.